Hello, Grinders, and welcome to the Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. I'm your host, Travis Mangone, here back for another fun 14-game slate. Not my favorite 14-game slate. Hopefully you guys had a good baseball day yesterday. I played a little preseason NFL. It was fun for me. I enjoyed it, and congrats to our own Chris Jamino, who does our premium product here at Roto Grinders. If you guys haven't signed up for it, I mean, Jamino won just with first and second place alone. He won 15K, and I believe he had another one in the top 10. I mean, had a really good night. So if you guys haven't signed up for our Roto Grinders premium NFL product, it's in the marketplace. Jamino works on it. He's put so much work into it. I mean, an insane amount. I've helped him out with a little bit of it, and you can just see how much effort he's putting into it, and it obviously paid off for him yesterday. It looked like it paid off for a bunch of other people too. I believe someone else won a lot of money on DraftKings. So if you guys haven't checked that out for preseason, we got some preseason contests today too, but please guys, go check that out. Give it a try. Let's dive into the baseball content now though, because it's a 14 game slate, but it's not one of my favorite ones I've seen in a while, right? The pitching on it, it seems like it's not the greatest, but there's some guys, but the matchups aren't the greatest, so we'll just dive right in and talk about it though. First game up, we got the Texas Rangers and the New York Yankees. We got a 9 total here with Mike Minor against Masahiro Tanaka, and my first thought of Tanaka is, I don't know if you guys watched the last time he pitched, but he was furious when they pulled him really early when he let up a double. But this is a game where I think the strikeout upside's there. I think he's a good tournament option, but it is a little scary in cash games. The total at 3.57 is nice to see, right? That kind of makes you feel good. But this is a pretty lefty heavy team that has a lot of good lefty hitters in a small ballpark, which is really good for the left-handed power. So I get a little scared there. And on top of that, Tanaka is a guy, he will give up a home run normally. He's normally a guy that, you know, one of them will at least get out in the park on him. So these lefties have me a bit scared. Again, I do think Tanaka's a phenomenal tournament play, and I think the upside for like 10 strikeouts is totally there in this spot. But I do worry that one of these guys could get a hold of it, and it's just that left field porch is that right field fence is really short for those lefties, and it just has me a little concerned. But if I'm a little concerned about that, I maybe don't hate taking like a Shin-Soo Chu as like a one-off. I wouldn't want to pay for Odor, but where I can get like these guys cheap, like Chu on FanDuel specifically, just 3.4K is really a really nice price tag on him. But also, I hate attacking that Yankees bullpen, so maybe that's the only guy I look to. He's also 4-3 on DraftKings, so maybe that's the only bat I want there. But Tanaka's a tournament play, and Chu is a guy that I'd take as maybe a tournament one-off, but not going too crazy with exposure on him. Now let's talk about, we got Mike Minor on the opposite side, and we know that this is going to be a spot where Yankees bats are going to be one that we want to look to roster. Mike Minor, I don't think he's as bad as perceived by people. 4.70 xFIP, the K percentage at 20.2%. The walk rate at 5.4% is definitely key. Him able to keep that down obviously limits the damage enough where he's not walking guys on and giving up just a ton of three-run shots and grand slams. But the ISO has been a problem. 200 against lefties, 225 against righties, and then the 336 wOBA against righties compared to the 278. He's definitely had some struggles, but I think the Yankees bats is such a high potent offense. You know, it'll be 85 degrees, wouldn't be blowing a little bit, but I'm okay with it, right? I'm still gonna be loading up on Yankees bats. Hicks, Stanton, Gregorius, Torres, and Duhar. Again, I wouldn't be shocked if Minor limited the damage more than people would think, but I do think this Yankees offense is one that you're gonna want to consider in cash games. If they are the number one team in tournaments, I could understand fading them, because again, I think Minor's a little better than other people think, and with him being able to, not walk as many batters, that leads to, you know, less big, big-time run games against him, right? Sure, if they just keep, you know, letting up solo shots here and there, but he does keep that walk rate down. It is worth noting. And if it is the chalkier stack, I could understand if you wanted to move off him and look at another area. But in cash games, you have to love these Yankees up and down throughout the lineup. They're all going to be phenomenal plays. And we might get, like, Luke Voit in there as, like, a nice little bit of value that can help make things work. All these guys have kind of gotten a little bit of a lineup bump. And don't leave Stanton off. Hot streaks are a thing with him, especially him. I don't know if you guys remember a couple years ago, but Stanton was, you know, at one point he was like he might have been like 2.2K on FanDuel because he was just so bad for like that, like, I don't know if it was 3 years ago or 2 years ago, but he had a stretch where he just could not see the baseball. He's definitely a guy I believe is a very streaky hitter, and he is crushing the ball right now, so make sure you get on him. Next game, let's go to the Boston Red Sox. Baltimore Orioles is in 9 total here with Nathan Eovaldi and Dylan Bundy. And this Red Sox offense is one like in almost any spot. And Dylan Bundy, he is definitely a good pitcher, right? Like, I like Dylan Bundy. I'm a fan of him. He's obviously a good pitcher. But the problem I have with Dylan Bundy is what do we kind of do with the spot, right? He has a K percentage of 25.1%, xFIP at 4.33, and the walk rate at 7.2%. Those are pretty solid overall numbers, but he does struggle a little bit with the ISO. I mean, both sides of the plates, he's given up over 200. His lefties is where he's really had a struggle with the WOBA at 372, which is very high for, going against these lefties here. Devers, Moreland, Benintendi, they're all really solid good lefties. And then, like, their best hitters are righties. And I really worry that the Red Sox are going to get a hold of Bundy. And I'm a Bundy fan. I think he's a good, solid pitcher that we can play as SP2 sometimes. But, I don't know. It's going to be tough to really be playing Bundy on this slate. I get it on DraftKings. You can kind of talk yourself into it, I think, a little bit, because he's 6.5K and just the upside at 6.5K. So in tournaments, if you really don't think the Red Sox are going to have a good game, I guess you could go for it. But, I don't know. I'm more on the Red Sox side, and I think that they're going to be a really good stack on this slate. On the opposite side, I mean, Nathan Eovaldi, I don't want to pay the price for him at 9.7K on DraftKings, 8.7K on FanDuel, and then Fantasy Draft, he's 18.5K. I really don't want to pay that price, but look at the numbers. It's kind of appealing, and you see, the Baltimore offense, it's not a good lineup. VR, Beckham, Jones, Trumbo, Mancini, Nunez, like, who is scaring you? Chris Davis at the bottom? Not really. Eovaldi's been good this season. 3.89 xFIP, K percentage at 22.6%. One thing to love is a 3.3% walk rate. One thing I like about seeing guys with low walk rates is I know they're not going to really have, like, terrible counts, right? Like, they're just going to make sure that they kind of get their get through their batters quick, and I can at least get through, 6 innings, it seems like. So, Eovaldi, if you have the money for him and you fall on him, I don't hate it, but he's not a guy I'm going out of my way and rostering. And if I'm building 150 lineups, I guess because of the state of this pitching slate, I'm throwing him in there as one of my options, but I don't know. It feels like an expensive price tag to be paying for him today. Let's talk about the next game. We got Tampa Bay Rays, Toronto Blue Jays, 8.5 total. We got Blake Snell and then Marco Estrada. And Estrada is not a good pitcher. He is a guy that I want to be targeting a lot this season. I have been targeting him, and it's worked out well. The Rays, I don't play them as much as maybe some other people, but I normally typically talk about these guys, these power bats, and Bowers and Kroll, and those are the two I really look to. But I could see maybe stacking them up a little bit more on this slate, throwing in a Malik Smith, maybe keeping in like Wendell or Kiermaier or Duffy. I don't hate the Rays as much on this slate. I do think I'm going to get some more exposure to them. I like how they're on the road too as well. Hopefully that Rogers Center roof is open. If that's the case, that'll give them a little bit of a bump too. And liking Bowers and Kroll is my two favorite guys. Again, probably going to definitely go for the mini stack on the Rays, but I wouldn't hate if you stacked them up. It's just, I think their lineup is just better fit for a mini stack, right? Throw Bowers in there, throw Kroll, and then fit another Rays bat in there. But I like them here against Estrada. He is definitely someone that we definitely want to be looking to target against this season. Like I said, he's had his struggles. Pulling up his numbers now, 5.73 xFIP. That's just absolutely atrocious. It's really, really bad for him this season. And he's really given up more against the righties. 354 wOBA and a 239 ISO compared against lefties, 309 wOBA and a 194 ISO. So if you make me pick one, CJ Cron's going to be the guy that I think hits one out. I'll go with him as my home run guy over Bowers. But I like both of them in this spot. Let's talk about Blake Snell a little bit because, Blake Snell, he is a, good pitcher. He's a guy that probably the only Rays starting pitcher left there, and he gets a Blue Jays offense that, they are good at hitting lefties, but I don't think Blake Snell is the lefty that I would want to be messing with. Blake Snell is a really good pitcher. He's had a pretty good season. He came back, pitched against the White Sox, only went 59 pitches, so the pitch count's probably going to be a problem here. I probably staying away at this price. It would be someone that I kind of consider if I knew he was going 100 pitches, but that doesn't seem like it's the case. The Rays don't have a reason to trot him out there and go, make him go 100 pitches. They're not in some playoff race. They're probably just going to ease him back to maybe 75 or 80, nothing crazy. So I'm going to stay away from Blake Snell, and I don't really think I need to be going with many of these Blue Jays bats. If you want to go, it just doesn't seem like a good, it's Blake Snell. Why are we targeting him? It makes no sense to. I get liking what Grichuk's been doing recently and Teoscar Hernandez. They've been hitting the ball well, but I just don't think it's too necessary on this slate, and there's better plays to look to. Next game up, we head over to Great American Small Park, where the home runs can be hit a ton. And we got the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Cincinnati Reds. We got Clay Buchholz and Disco Stew Anthony Desclafani. 9.5 total here. I'm expecting a lot of runs to be scored. I love the Diamondbacks going into this stadium against Desclafani. This is definitely going to be a spot where I'm targeting up both sides of the plate, right? I think the 1-8 is pretty viable. These are guys I'm going to want to get my cash games. They have a 4.93 total. I'm assuming it'll get above five by the end of the day. I'm assuming people will be betting up this game because you know, the Diamondbacks against Desclafani seems like a good spot. 4.55 xFIP for Desclafani this year. K percentage at 21.3%. He's kept the walks at 7.6%. He's definitely has some strikeout upside, but I don't think this is going to be the lineup that he you know, has that potential against. The Diamondbacks, if you look against lefties, they have good lefties, right? They have Peralta, they have you know, Escobar. They got, he's a switch hitter. They also have, you know, the Scalzo. He's got some little pop in him. He could be an interesting guy to throw in a stack. John Jay, he's a lefty, and if he did hit a home run, right, we don't expect John Jay to hit home runs, but if he did, it'd be in this ballpark, would be a good shot too. So I do think the lefties will give Desclafani fits. As you can look at the numbers, 4.10 wOBA, the ISO's at 400. I mean, he is just getting crushed by lefties. He's kept the ISO down against righties at 117. What was at 314. They do have some really good righties on this team, though, in Pollock and Goldschmidt. Like, I don't want to overlook those guys, but I really do think that playing these lefties is going to be important here. You know, Peralta's going to be a guy I definitely look to in cash games. Is a really strong play. Same with John Jay, where he's cheap. Even Escobar, he's a good play too. So, and Descalso, if you don't like the second base position on the day, I could totally get kind of going to cheap with him. So, have to like the Diamondbacks in this spot. They are going to be a phenomenal play. Looking at the Cincinnati Reds now, and I don't know how Clay Buchholz is doing it. Don't ask me, but 4.19 xFIP, 21.9 K percentage, 6% walk rate. I don't know what he's doing and making this work. I mean, I guess if you pull up the Premium Report section, you look at some of the recent trends and what he's doing in the last 30 days. I mean, the velocity hasn't really gone up a ton. You know, his fly ball rate's up 3.4%. Yeah, I don't know what, I don't know how he's pulling it off. I really don't know. It's a spot where I think Reds are definitely going to be in play. I think targeting these guys is definitely a fine option. You know, looking at guys like Votto, Jeanette, Suarez, that little heart of the order, I think they're all phenomenal plays in this spot. The Reds have a 4.51 implied total. They're not a team that people are going to look to too much, but I do think maybe playing them as a little bit of a mini stack is not a bad idea. If you wanted to stack them up too, I wouldn't hate it, but I am expecting Clay Buchholz to regress here at some point, but he's definitely had a good season so far. Don't know how he's pulled it off. There are a couple of magicians in the MLB, and I don't know if he's joined that club, but he's definitely finding a way to get it done. Let's go to the next game. That's obviously a game, though, 9.5 total in that ballpark. You definitely want to get some exposure to. Let's talk about the Minnesota Twins. The Detroit Tigers is a 9 total with Irvin Santana against Jordan Zimmermann. And this is a spot where I really like the Twins, and I think I like them a little more than other people are going to like them against Zimmermann here in this spot. You know, Zimmermann, he's pitched pretty well this season, though, with a 4.12 xFIP, a 22.5 K percentage, and a 5% walk rate. But, you know, I'm kind of more of a believer that he's going to, you know, kind of fall off here. You know, he's getting hit hard, 37% against righties, 32.4 against lefties. He also gives up a ton of fly balls. You know, fly ball rate is at 42% against lefties. Against righties, it's 47.2%. Definitely expecting him to, you know, have some regression coming with you know, some of the numbers you look at. I just do think that Jordan Zimmermann is going to get hit a little bit harder here. So I'm looking at the lefties too, right? I'm looking at Eddie Rosario, Polanco, Kepler. I like Sano a lot too in this spot. Sano has definitely been turning around a little. I want to make sure I'm on him. This Twins lineup is not the greatest lineup, but I definitely am going to look to get some exposure to him. Also like Logan Morrison too. Hopefully he's not buried too much in the lineup, but if he is, I mean, no one will play him then, and I'll be getting him in a stack. I do think that this Twin stack is an interesting team to look at. You know, total's kind of been trending upward. Started at like 4.3 and now it's at 4.6. You know, people are betting on this game. I do think that this is going to be a spot where the Twins are going to be an offense that we want to get some exposure to. On the opposite side, Irvin Santana, I mean, I don't know. The sample is very small on him, but he is a guy that we want to target. The question is, what bats do you really like on the Tigers? I guess I'll take Candelario is an interesting option. Castellanos is fine. It's just tough. I really don't know. I don't want to go with too many bats on the Tigers because the Tigers are not the greatest team, and I prefer them when they're more so against a lefty rather than a righty. Righties just find a way to get it done against them. So I don't want to go too crazy. I'm mainly looking at some of the power guys and like Castellanos and Candelario. Maybe I'd throw one more on there. I don't know. It'd probably be Goodrum, I guess, is the last guy I'd throw in there. But I'm kind of thinking this is an interesting game to game stack and like pay up at pitcher for if you're really looking to do a game stack on the slate. I kind of like the idea of game stacking this one up and putting in Garrett Cole, and maybe you can get even a really expensive pitcher as well with him at an SP2. On FanDuel, maybe you can go Cole and then just go both sides. Let's see the prices on these guys. On FanDuel, I mean, the Twins, like 2.6K is the most you have to spend on a bat. Or actually, no, sorry, it's 3K for Rosario. And then on the Tiger side, the most you have to pay is 3.1K. So you can obviously stack that up with Garrett Cole. I think it's a good game stack option. So check that out. Try and make that work if you're looking for a game stack. On the DraftKings side of the ball, what do we get here? 3.8K is the most you have to pay for a Tigers bat. Or actually, sorry, 3.9 for Castellanos. And then on the Twins, the most you have to pay is 4.4K for Rosario, and then 4.1 for Sano. The rest of the guys are in the 3K range. Definitely you can make it work by going to Cole and game stacking this one up. So like that one more than probably most do. I think it's a game you definitely want to get some exposure to on the slate in your cash games and in your tournaments. Next game up, New York Mets, Miami Marlins, 7.5 total with Zach Wheeler against Jose Urena. And if you have the money for Wheeler, I think he's a really good play. I think he's someone you want to roster. Just the question is, do you have the price, do you have the money to spend on him? I'd rather pay up for Garrett Cole, so that's the kind of the route I'm going, and I'm just going to kind of miss more so on Wheeler. I guess if you look at the difference on DraftKings, like 12.5K and 10.1, if that $2,400 is a big difference for you, I get it. But for me, I'd rather just find the money up to Cole. On Fantasy Draft, Cole is 23.9K, and then Wheeler is 19.5K. So there's a little bit more of a difference there. But either way, I still want Garrett Cole more. But it is a great spot for Wheeler. He has pitched a lot better recently. I kind of think it's going to continue to, he's going to continue to improve throughout the season. He's a guy that I do think buying in on was a good idea, and I bought on him a little bit, and I'm going to keep buying in on him. It's just 3.69 run total for the Marlins is obviously appealing to, and that lineup is not that great of a lineup. I am scared of Justin Bourright. That's the one bet I'm a little worried about, but I do think Wheeler can navigate around him and do a good job. Looking at Urena, it is a little surprising to see the Mets with a 3.81 total. I know the Mets are not a good offense, but, Urena, I don't know. He's not the best pitcher, but he's not the worst pitcher, I guess you could say. That's kind of, I guess, the best way to sum up Urena. If you look at the numbers, 4.41 xFIP, 19.5K percentage, walk rate at 7%. He's had his issues this season against the lefties. 192 ISO, 347 WOBA, and the lefties on the Mets are normally the ones I look to. I look to like a guy like McNeil, a Conforto, and a Nemo, and that's kind of how simple I'll keep it. Don't really need to throw in too many of the righties with him. If you wanted to throw in like a Flores or Todd Frazier to stack it up, I get it, or a Rosario at the top, sure, you can do that. But I'm mainly looking at the lefties, and more so if you want to say you're playing 150 lineups, you like getting exposure to the Mets, I would just mini stack it. But it's not one of the better offenses on the day, and it's one of my one offense I'm not really trying to get too much exposure to. Like I said, if I mini stacked it, you go that route, but I like other mini stacks instead. Like I like the Rays mini stack way more, and there's other ones on this slate you should rather play. So this is more of a game for pitching, and Vegas agrees, 7.5 implied total too on this game. Next game up, Milwaukee Brewers, Atlanta Braves, 8.5 total with Freddy Peralta against Kevin Gausman. And it's tough because I like Gausman and I want to buy in on him. And if you look at his price on DraftKings, 6.8 is so appealing. And I think it's a really good tournament play, but this Brewers offense is a lot better. I am scared to attack it a little bit, but I do think at that price there is a lot of upside, right? The ceiling is there at 6.8K. So I don't want to overlook that. On Fantasy Draft, you can get Gausman at 13.9K and then FanDuel at 6.4. Like I said, the ceiling is definitely there against the Brewers, but that Brewers offense is a lot better, and I'm definitely scared to go up against it. So I'm not trying to do it in cash games, but I do think it is someone that you can consider given a strong look on this slate. On the opposite side, Freddy Peralta, he's a really talented pitcher. I don't really like targeting the Braves too much. I do think there is some strikeout upside with him, but the price is kind of tough for me. 9.2K on DraftKings, Fantasy Draft 8K, and then FanDuel 8K. I just think I'd rather kind of take my shot on the opposite side with Gausman and the K upside that he could have for like $2,000 cheaper. So that's kind of how I feel. Don't really like too much of the bats in this game. I guess you could talk me into like Moustakas or a Travis Shaw, just those power lefties, or an Eric Thames against a Gausman, they could obviously get a hold of one against, or on the opposite side, maybe go with like a Freddie Freeman, but it's not a game that I'm really playing too much offense in. More so kind of just taking a shot on a guy like Gausman in tournaments, and that's about it. Next game up, we got the Seattle Mariners, the Houston Astros, 7.5 total here with Mike Leake against Gerrit Cole. And this game is pretty simple for me. I do know that Carlos Correa is back, but I don't think I'll be rostering him too much against, against Mike Leake. And I do like this Astros offense. It's starting to look a little better. They are obviously dealing with some injuries, but it's the Gerrit Cole show for me. I'm going to be all over him. He is my favorite option in this game. I'm not playing any Seattle bats. Like I said, I know that Astros lineup has improved. They only have a 4.45 implied total. And I don't know, Mike Leake, he's a guy we can target against. Maybe like where you can get these guys at cheap prices, like a Josh Reddick, I guess, on FanDuel is 2.7K. But I don't know, there's not too many appealing prices. For me, it's just Gerrit Cole. Like, he's just a phenomenal play in this spot. Sure, the Mariners scare us a little bit because they, have a pretty good lineup. On top of that, they don't strike out as much as you'd want it to in this matchup. It's obviously not the easiest matchup on the board, but Gerrit Cole is the best raw points play on the slate. I will be getting exposure to him. I think you should too. You know, when you can fit him in your lineup, go for it. If you prefer the bats more, I get if you don't want to play Cole. It's not like this spot for Cole where you feel like you can't miss. I do think prioritizing the bats in your tournaments makes more sense. But in cash games, I'm most likely prioritizing Gerrit Cole. Getting some exposure to him is a good idea too on the slate if you're playing a lot of lineups. So don't miss out on Gerrit Cole. But I do think in tournaments, the way this slate will probably end up being one is by the bat, so you'll just kind of have to get creative with your cheaper pitchers, and the cheap pitchers on the slate, they're not the greatest, so it's definitely going to be tough to work with. But like Gerrit Cole a lot, he's my favorite play in this game, and probably my only play in this game. Next game up, Cleveland Indians, Chicago White Sox. We got Shane Bieber against Carlos Rodon. And we'll just talk about Rodon a little bit first. He's going up against the Indians. I don't like Rodon in this spot. Vegas has the Indians at a 4.85 implied total. They kind of agree. But I do like how their total is below 5, right? There's these other totals that are going to be a little bit higher. Maybe people see the Indians on the road and they say, I don't want to play them. But man, this is just a phenomenal ballpark. It's in Chicago. It's a really good hitter's park. I do think that we should look to really target Rodon here more. I'm someone that's normally in the camp of when the Cleveland Indians are on the road, I just don't really target them too much because, hey, they've struggled on the road. I just can't explain it, and I figured I'd just follow the trend, and it's worked out. But if you look, Rodon's numbers, 5.25 xFIP, walk rate at 9.9%. The ISO is not where you want it to be at 146 or 132, but Rodon is struggling a little bit this season. I do think he's a guy that we can take advantage of. I feel like the plate appearances aren't high enough yet to love it, but I guess against righties, 206 is a good amount of plate appearances. The numbers, again, they look a little better than I was expecting, at least from the ISO and WOBA perspective, but Rodon has struggled this season, and I want to make sure to attack him, and this is a really good Cleveland Indians offense, right? And I really do think people are going to see that 4.85 implied total. They're going to go to other offenses, right? They're going to go to the Red Sox. They're going to go to the Yankees. I just think they're going to go overlooked in this ballpark, too. Chicago's like a top five hitter's park. You have to like, really loading up on this Cleveland Indians offense. So I'm going to make sure to do it. And also, the White Sox don't have a great bullpen as well. This is one of my more favorite stacks that I just don't think people will be on this slate. So load up on the Indians stack. Let's talk about Bieber now a little bit. And, I think this is a spot where, the White Sox offense has gotten better. Polka's a guy I'm scared of in that lineup. Moncada obviously worries me. This team has gotten a lot better. But Bieber, he's got pretty good numbers this season. 3.84 xFIP, 23.5K percentage, walk rate at 4.5%. He's had a pretty overall solid season. Plate appearances so far against lefties, 133 against righties, 114. I would wish I had a little more plate appearances, but this is what we're working with here. And I do think that he's a guy, again, against righties, has kept the ISO down. The WOBA's down, too. It's just the lefties have given him fits, and we know what the White Sox are, right? They're a team that struggles against righties a ton. They can't get as lefty heavy. I know they're getting better at that now that the more healthy they're getting. Looks like they're going to have Moncada, Sanchez, Palka, Narvaez, and DeMonico. That's like five lefties there. So can obviously give a little bit of fits than you'd expect from the start of the season, but I do think Bieber's a guy that is worth taking a shot at in tournaments. Just the question is, do you want to pay that price? Do you want to pay 8.3 on DraftKings? Do you want to pay 15.9K on Fantasy Draft or 7.8K on FanDuel? I think it's worth it. I think it's worth taking a shot on. It's obviously not going to be the most comfortable play on the board, but there's not that many comfortable pitchers, in my opinion, on this slate. So overall, I think getting a little bit of exposure to Bieber is a good idea. Not a cash game play, but more of a tournament play. Love that Indians offense. Want to load up on them. And then White Sox, I guess if you want to take a lefty here and there, like a Daniel Palka, sure, I wouldn't hate that, but not going too crazy with the White Sox. Next game up, we got the St. Louis Cardinals, Kansas City Royals, 9 total here with Austin Gomber against Birch Smith. And again, 9 total, expecting some runs to be scored here by Vegas. Gomber is a guy I'm not really going to target too much, not because I like him, but it's because I just don't like the Royals offense that much. I guess if you want to Salvador Perez as your catcher, that's fine. Go with that route because it's a lefty and Salvador Perez is a good hitter, but that's kind of it for me. Not going too crazy there. Birch Smith, though, I think we can target him with Matt Carpenter, who's been crushing the ball. If you have the money on Matt Carpenter, definitely get some exposure. Like buying on Jose Martinez's cheap price tag where he's cheap, definitely get some exposure to him. And I like Ozuna a little. He's been hitting the ball better, but not going crazy with Cardinals. I see the implied total at 4.89. It seems like it's a total you want to really attack, but I just think there's better offensive spots, mainly just looking at Carpenter, Martinez, and Ozuna. And then on the opposite side, looking at Salvador Perez, and no interest in the pitchers here in this game. Next game up, Los Angeles Dodgers, Colorado Rockies, 10.5 total, and it's a Coors game with Kenta Maeda against John Gray. Have to obviously like the Dodgers offense here. I mean, this is such a high potent offense. I am a big, John Gray fan and a John Gray believer. I think he's a guy that, I believe in all those advanced statistics and numbers with him, but he's a guy that can blow up at times. He's definitely proven that. And this is an offense that could blow him up. I am scared of this Dodgers offense. Vegas is kind of thinking, 5.33 implied total. I think they're buying in on Gray more than, I think they're buying in on Gray more than you would think. With this just offense in general, they should have a higher total, I feel like, than a 5.33 in Coors. But they like John Gray. I feel like Vegas is really liking John Gray in this spot more so. So maybe you don't want to buy in on the Dodgers as much as you think, but I do think this offense is too good to pass up on. I'm going to make sure to get some Dodgers exposure. I'm not going to load up on them like it's a gas can on the slate, but I do think, where you can get guys cheap. Like Jock Peterson at 3.4 on FanDuel is a little cheap. Brian Dozier 3.8, that's a pretty nice price. Bellinger 3.6, that's not a bad price tag. Looking at those guys is definitely what I'm kind of keying in on. Looking on DraftKings now at the prices there, I mean, most of the guys are kind of expensive. It's tough to really get those guys in. So I don't know. Maybe Coors goes a little overlooked because of these prices on this slate. I could be wrong, but on DraftKings, it's just those are really expensive price tags on them. And you look at Fantasy Draft, you're paying a pretty penny for all these guys. I'm not paying 9.7 for Jock Peterson on Fantasy Draft when I could pay 9.7 for Machado instead. So definitely make sure to get exposure to Machado. He's probably one of my favorite plays on Fantasy Draft. As well as Justin Turner for 8.2K. Like Justin Turner too as well. So overall, Dodgers side of the ball, I like it. It's just tough. Like John Gray, if he's going to blow up, he's going to blow up bad, or he's going to pitch a really good game. So if you're playing Dodgers, you just either stack him up or you don't play him. I think that's the best way to do it. Or in cash games, just kind of pick your spots because they're kind of expensive. Kenta Maeda, he is a guy that can struggle too, but he's a pretty talented pitcher. He's not a guy that I'm looking to, go out of my way and target despite it being in Coors. This is a 5.17 in total for the Rockies. Against Maeda though, I want to look at the lefties. I want to look at a guy like Blackman, Carlos Gonzalez, David Dahl. That's kind of it. I mean, sure, Arenado and Story are good plays, but I talk about this a lot. Like Arenado and Story, they're really expensive. Do I want to spend my money on Arenado and Story? Do I want to spend them in other spots on just other guys? Like I'd rather spend my money on Giancarlo Stanton. I'd rather spend it on a Mookie Betts. Like I know they're not at the same position, but they're similar price tags, and I'd rather just spend on those guys instead. I'll find my money to spend up elsewhere where I like the spots more. So not going to waste my money on that. If you want to take the couple guys as one-offs though, as those lefties, I don't hate going that route. Next game up, Oakland A's, Los Angeles Angels, 8.5 total here with Brett Anderson against Felix Pena. This is a game that, like, on paper is not the most appealing game, but I do think that Brett Anderson is a guy I definitely want to target up a little bit. Mike Trout, if he's going to be back in the lineup, of course, I'd love to play him and pay up for him. He would obviously be someone to consider on the slate. We have him in the projected lineup, so I'm assuming he's going to play here. Looking at the numbers on Brett Anderson, 4.8 xFIP, the K percentage 11.4%. When you see that low of a K percentage, you know a guy's not really getting many swings and misses. 6% walk rate, but definitely had his struggles. 373, wOBA against both sides of the plate. ISO against righties is at 220. I really do think, if you can have the money for Mike Trout, spend on him, definitely a good idea. But Justin Upton is one of my favorite plays in this game. I talked about how he's been crushing the ball. I do think Upton is going to be one guy that I absolutely get some exposure to. Look at his price tag around the industry. He was cheap the other day. I'm assuming he's still cheap. 3-3 on FanDuel. Really nice price. DraftKings, we get him at 4-3. Still a pretty good price tag on him. And Fantasy Draft 8-1. Like me some Justin Upton on this slate. Don't sleep on Ohtani. Lefty-lefty, who cares, right? It's Ohtani. He's a pretty good hitter. If you're stacking up the Angels, you know, they don't even have, like, the higher implied total on the slate, but I do think the Angels are the better team in this game, and I think they're going to win this one. So, yeah, give me the Angels offense. I like them a little bit here. It's an interesting stack that just people won't be on. You don't have to get too much percentage of them to really play them, you know, to be overweight on the field. On the Angels. So I like them here in this spot. On the upside, Felix Pena will be out there. And Felix Pena, he's a guy that definitely, you know, looking at the numbers, he's more of a guy that, you know, you don't want to roster too much, but he can have some strikeout upside. 4.11 xFIP, which is nice to see. The K percentage at 21.3% against an A's team that can strike out a little bit, but the walk rate is concerning. 10.1%, obviously not like this super safe pitcher. You know, on top of that, against lefties, Woba of 371, ISO of 197, getting hit hard too, 38% of the time against, or 38% against lefties, 43.9% against righties. Obviously, there are some red flags here with Pena. So if you want to play some of these A's, I don't hate it, but you know, I'm mainly looking at like a Matt Olson or a Jed Lowry. Those are kind of the guys I'm looking at, or a Martini at the top. But they can strike out a little bit. If you want to take a shot on Pena in tournaments at 5.5K, I wouldn't hate it, but understand the risk there against the A's. It is definitely concerning. It is also 84 degrees out there on the West Coast, wind blowing out 9 miles an hour, so it should play a little more fair to hitters than it normally does out there on the West Coast. Next game up, Philadelphia Phillies, San Diego Padres, 8.5 total with Zach Eflin against Jacob Nix, Stevie Nix's cousin. You know, we got this game is one that I'm kind of crossing off. I don't really want to target too much. It's like I see Eflin on the opposite on the mound, and then on the upside, I look at the Padres, and it's like I just don't know what to do here. Eflin is a guy definitely due for some regression. He's pitched a lot better this season. He's a guy that I guess you could talk yourself into when you look at the numbers a little. You know, pulling him up now, 4.21 xFIP, 22.5 K percentage, the walk rate at 5.2%, and you see the Padres, and you kind of say to yourself, well, I'm not really scared of the righties and the lefties. It's just like those lefties are not like that great. So sure, he's had his struggles against lefties. Eflin, 339 wOBA and a 245 ISO. Those are some really bad numbers to be giving up against lefties. And you look at the lefties on the Padres side of the ball, it's Hosmer, it's you know, Galvis, Spangenberg. Those are lefties to not really be too scared of. So I guess you could take a shot on Eflin at 8.5K though, and 15.9K on Fantasy Draft, and then you know, DraftKings he's 8.5K, FanDuel he's 8.5K. It's just, I don't know, I just don't really want to pay that price on him. So I get it. You could take a shot on it because, hey, you make the argument like you made with Bieber, right? You know, it's righties against the White Sox. It's a righty against the Padres. Also a better pitcher's park for him. So you can obviously take a shot on it, but I don't know. I'm a little scared to do it. I just think I'd rather pay cheaper for pitchers and take some shots on those guys while I can fit in some better bats. That's kind of what I'm thinking in tournaments. Rather just go a little bit cheaper for a Pena or a Gaussman and just kind of hope and pray. And it gets me better bats too. Those bats could obviously put me over the top and maybe like a 2-home run game. So yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking here. And then Nix on the opposite side against the Phillies. Sure, I see a righty here, but I'm not going with Nix here in this spot. Vegas agrees too. 4.55 implied total for the Phillies. It's just a spot where I don't want to play too many Phillies and don't really want to play much of Nix. So kind of staying away from this game overall. Next game up, Pittsburgh Pirates, San Francisco Giants, 8 total here with Clay Holmes against Derek Holland, and kind of similar game. I just don't really have too much interest in it. I just don't think it's a game that I really want to load up on. I guess you could talk yourself into Derek Holland a little. You know, he's pitched a pretty solid season, better than I thought, and like I have not been on Derek Holland that much this season, but he has been better. 4.28 xFIP, the walk rate at 8.7 is not what you want to see, but he's got a 24.2 K percentage. The K's are there, so it might be worth taking a shot, especially in this ballpark too. Definitely a big ballpark downgrade for this Pirates offense. They might get a little righty heavy though, which is my concern against Holland. 345 wOBA, 226 ISO. I think it's worth looking at that Pirates lineup before it goes out there, and I do think they can get pretty righty heavy, where it could be a little bit of problems for Holland. So I do think it's worth obviously looking at Holland and maybe giving it a shot, because there could be some K upside. It's an ugly pitching slate, but again, why am I paying for some of these SP twos? that are kind of more pricier when I could just go down and get some bats in there. That's kind of what I'm thinking overall on this slate. So to kind of sum up the slate overall, love Gerrit Cole. He's a guy I'm paying up for. I do think there's some other good guys that you can pay up for, but they seem a little overpriced. Like Nathan Eovaldi was one of them. Kind of talked about how he's feels a little overpriced. Same with Wheeler. Sure, he's a good guy. He's a good option, but it is expensive for Wheeler, right? It's more than I've spent, but I do think it's a good spot for him. That kind of sums up the next tier of pitching. And then we'll talk about the 8K pitching range. Kind of like these guys like Derek Holland. Sure, there's opportunity for them to have good games. I get it, but I do think it's riskier spots for some of these guys, and I'd rather just go all the way down, right? Looking at some Gausmans and some Peñas. Those cheaper SP2s are guys I want to take more shots on, I think, instead, because I just like the bats way more on this slate. And speaking of the bats, let's kind of move on and talk about favorite stacks of the day. It's obvious the Yankee stack, the Red Sox stack, obviously have to like them on this slate. Just really good plays. Coors game, of course, you know the Coors game is on the slate, obviously one you want to get exposure to as well. But I do like the Indians a little bit. I think that's a team that I want to get some exposure to that maybe might go a little overlooked because of all these other offenses. I think those four I talked about before, they're going to be the ones that people really look to load up on. But I think the Indians could get a little overlooked. After that, I like the Diamondbacks. I do think they're one that, again, a nice little ballpark upgrade. So that obviously plays in there. Favor, and you're looking at these ones that people just aren't really going to talk about. I think the Twins is one of them that you can definitely look to get some exposure to. Like that Twins offense a little bit here for cheap, and I guess that'll be my sneakier stack of the day. The one thing I like about the Twins is they're just super cheap too. I always like to look for that like cheap stack that you can make work with your top end pitching, and that's the one I like the most there. But overall it's definitely gonna be a fun slate, 14 game slate. Don't worry about ownership too much, guys. Should be a good time a fun Friday night. And don't forget about NFL preseason, guys. If you haven't checked it out, it's only a 2-game slate tonight, but we still have 3 more weeks of preseason. Check out in the marketplace our NFL product that we have out there. Christian Mino does a phenomenal job with it, and he won a lot of money. Hopefully he can win you some money in the upcoming weeks, or maybe even tonight. So I'm gonna get on out of here. Thanks a lot for joining me, guys. Good luck in your contest tonight, and I am out.